Welcome back to Young Adult Adventist, also known as YAA. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today. I'm John Ubongan.
And I'm Chandler Coleman. And whether you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, or whatever you get your podcast, or YouTube, we hope you're having a great day. And we thank you for listening. We love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate that you are tuning in. And so, pretty interesting topic today. I actually really am enjoying. I'm really excited about.
I'm excited about this topic this as well.
I am too. This topic today. So, John, what is our topic for today?
Today's topic is, how do I start a relationship with God when God's been forced on me? And there's going to be a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit about relationship versus religion.
Yes. And I think these are two topics that we kind of wanted to combine. We thought they kind of went together. So we're like, why not? These are two topics that had a lot of questions. So we decided to combine them, and that's what we're doing. So, and I think just kind of flashback, think back to your like maybe elementary or middle school days of life. And it's like in those days of life, our pastors, our parents really seem to be the ones feeding us, right? Yeah. Like they're the ones that are actually doing all the hard work. They're kind of spoon feeding us this whole religion thing, where we're just kind of really trying to understand what this whole religion and spiritual thing is. And so I think there's one big issue that needs to get paid more attention to when young people get to high school. And that is that when we get to high school, we become way more independent. We obviously start driving by ourselves. We really, everyone is asking us what you want to major in. So we start thinking about our careers. We start really figuring out what we want our hobbies to be, what we like to do, what we don't like to do. And just everything like that, we're really becoming more independent. And dare I say, I think when a lot of us enter high school, we become so much independent with everything else. It's almost like we leave our spiritual life in the dust. And I'm not saying that when we leave our spiritual life in the dust, we're leaving it completely, but we're leaving it kind of stagnant. There's no upward spiral when we're kind of in this situation. And we often, I feel like, don't try to upgrade our spiritual life in a way. We just kind of leave it where it is. Yes, we may do a devotion sometimes. We'll go to church, but we aren't actively trying to make our spiritual life better because we're so focused on all these other things and really becoming an independent person and really trying to find who we are.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. A lot of us high schoolers get distracted by all of our priorities in high school, right? Mm-hmm. Hanging out with friends, studying for a big test, playing sports. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's going to the gym. Whatever it is, fill in the blank, whatever applies to you. I'm not saying that those are bad, but I'm just saying if we do not seek God's relationship or put him in our daily life and spend time with him, right, we will lose it. It's like not playing sports for a while or putting aside a hobby and expecting to be right where you left off, expecting that you're going to have the same skill that you left mm-hmm. off of, right? No, obviously you're going to be rusty or sometimes even forget how to do this or that, right? And I think that kind of applies to our relationship with Jesus. If we do not sharpen our relationship with him, we will be dull like a blade, right? I'm going to use that analogy. Mm-hmm. But here's the good news. Like blades, we can be sharpened in our relationship with God.
Yes.
And we can renew our bonds to them. He's there waiting for us to come back. Mm-hmm.
And you have a personal story kind of along this whole topic, right? And I really appreciate John because as we were going through this topic, he was like, you know what? I really want to take the reins on this one because I really think I have a story that kind of relates, can probably relate to a lot of people. So.
Yeah. So this is my personal story. Ever since I've remembered, my parents have always expected me to have a close relationship with God. For those of you that don't know, my dad is a pastor and my mother was a principal at my elementary school. So I've always had that pressure of always having to be spiritual or having to look spiritual. I've always had that pressure of having to act like a straight A pastor's kid. And this kind of pushed me away for a little bit. I remember specifically intentionally wanting to push away. I wanted to be rebellious, right? And at that time, I didn't want that relationship for myself just because of the pressure of people wanting me to have that relationship and not me finding my own relationship, if that makes sense. I mean, don't get me wrong. At that time, yes, I did want to have a relationship with him, but
it's like your view is kind of skewed almost, like you didn't have a full picture.
Yeah.
Because like just you saying like the idea of a pastor wanting to live up to his expectations, it was kind of like you kind of had foggy vision, right? Yeah. You didn't know you wanted it, but you didn't know how to go about it. And you were just kind of dealing with those expectations from other people.
Yeah. And especially when you're having it forced on you. And I don't mean to make this sound bad, but having it forced on your throat is never something you want. I know a lot of you guys can agree with that. And I'm going to use another analogy here. I know I'm using a lot of analogies, but it's like forcing a triangle-shaped object into a square-shaped hole. If you guys have ever played with that thing when you were little, like where you put the shapes in the box of like the holes that have the like
exact same shape. I still can't do that now.
But yeah, it's like forcing a triangle into a square-shaped box, right? I think that it can be applied to our relationship with Christ, right? I eventually found my own relationship because of my own interests in God, and mainly because I had questions and doubt. And I just want to say that if you have questions and doubt about having that relationship with God and having that intimate, like, closeness with God, it's okay. Use those questions and doubt to really dig into the Bible, right? A lot of the disciples had questions and doubts, and Jesus reassured them that it's okay, but talk to me about them, right?
Yes.
Have that relationship with me and really figure it out with me. And he did show them, right? He did show them some of the questions that they faced and doubts.
Yeah, but he also, at the same time, he didn't answer all the questions either. Because if you look up into a lot of the Gospels, the disciples were pretty much clueless that Jesus was even talking about his crucifixion, right? Like, they were literally Jesus' disciples, and they didn't really even get what was going on a lot of the time. So don't feel bad if you're especially new to the faith or trying to really create your own relationship with God, and it just seems like there's a lot of questions and a lot of things not being answered, because that's completely fine. That's even how it is for lack of better words, like the best Christians today that are most spiritual. Like, there's always, that's part of the spiritual journey. That's part of God using those things to refine us, is just having questions and just God letting us work through it to kind of learn different things, so that when God puts us in situations in the future, they'll be easier to handle. So whether you're new to the faith, old in the faith, there's always going to be questions. There's always going to be doubts, but it's just about working through them and growing from them. Amen. And so John's story, my story, isn't near exciting as John's, but I feel like John's story is pretty relatable. But me, it's kind of, I definitely grew up in a Christian household. I mean, ever since I can first remember, we went to church every single Sabbath. But for me, as I got older, I do think my parents really kind of just let go in the way that they kind of were letting my relationship with God be my own. They weren't letting go, but they were kind of just letting me see how I wanted my relationship with God to be. And I think that's good, because I feel like one or two things happen when parents let go. Either their kids just completely goes off the wrong path. Either they're kind of confused and just don't really deal with the relationship with God, or they kind of really want to figure it out for themselves. And I'm glad that I chose the path where I wanted to figure out my relationship with myself. And I feel like a lot of children and kids these days are kind of, they don't really speak about it out loud, but they're kind of mad that their parents are kind of really strict and stuff. But the only reason parents are strict is because of love. And some people might say, they just wish their parents would like completely let go from the beginning. But the truth is, parents would not be good parents if they didn't influence us from the beginning. They should always be influencing us, like right behind us and leading us on the right path. As much as we get when we're teenagers, we don't like that, because we like to do what we want to do. They're still our parents, and they still need to. They still have a lot more knowledge and guide us on the right path. And so I truly believe, I'm kind of shifting gears here, but the biggest door opening in anyone's relationship with God is just realizing that Christ and Christ Himself only is the only true freedom from sin that we will ever find. Because if religion is forced on us, I feel like a lot of times that we're not going to find that true relationship with Christ. If religion is forced on us and we're trying to find it ourselves, we're going to kind of be looking, wanting our relationship with God how we want it. And it still needs to be centered around how Christ wants it.
I love that, Chandler. And I think I have the verse that goes along with that. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard it. It's from 1 John 2, 15 through 17. And it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not the Father's, but is of the world. The world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of the Father, or God, abides forever." I love this verse because it specifically points out that if we seek the things of the world, right, temporary things, we will not find fulfillment. Because the things of this world, like I said, are temporary. And the things of God provide fulfillment because they provide things of substance that fill your heart, right? When you have that relationship with God, and it will eventually lead you to the growth that you want, that you look for.
Yeah, and kind of, it's a little off topic, but I just want to say one thing off that is the things of this world, they can fool you very well because they'll give you the satisfaction for a moment, even for a few moments, possibly for a few days. Yeah. But after that, it'll just all be gone. And you'll wonder, why did I even do that in the first place? But it gets us every single time. The world, the devil is just so good at just being sneaky and fooling us to think that this one thing is going to fulfill us. And then it does for a little bit. And then it's just, it never ends like that. And it never ends that fulfilling us. And we know that living with God can satisfy that desire. And so it's just, the main thing is, it's when we realize we are nothing but a grain of sand without Jesus on our side. And that's just the thing that every Christian has to get over at some point, realizing that it's not about us. It's not our relationship with Jesus, but it's Jesus working for us through him. I mean, it's got to be all about God. And I think that's just a constant battle that every Christian faces throughout their whole life, is just trying to make it all about Christ and not about themselves. And so Jesus didn't die to create a religion. He died to create relationship.
I love that.
Yes,
say,
and
say that again. Say that again. I love
Jesus
that.
Didn't die to create religion. He died to create a relationship. And I just think the whole vibe maybe of Adventist church these days can sometimes kind of just put on the thing that religion is over relationship. And there's nothing wrong with religion. Religion can help us learn things, and I'm not saying that God is opposed to denominations or any other religion by any stretch of the imagination, but what God is opposed to is the constant friction between denominations. That's what he doesn't want.
Yes, and to add to that, I know some people that treat their religion as their God and not God as their religion. And I think that it is important that we realize that religion or denomination, it is there to extend the reach of our voices of those who do follow God and those who are willing to share the truth of God to other people, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the whole reason for denominations is that there's not one denomination that is completely perfectly true. As much as you want to argue with that, that's the truth. There's just not one that is perfectly true. So the reason for religion, if God didn't create it, is for us as humans to find whatever religion or denomination we find to be the most true. And we should be bringing it back to the Bible. And we shouldn't be just doing our denomination because our parents did it to a certain extent. But we've eventually got to find it for ourselves. And so the whole point of denominations is people doing the research and seeing what denomination they think is most accurate with the Bible. And spoiler alert for me, if this podcast wasn't spoiler enough, I found there was a time in my life where I was legitimately wondering. I was like, I came to the conclusion where just living in the Adventist bubble my whole life, I was like, oh, there's more than just Adventists. And oh, Adventists actually make up a very small amount of all the Christians in the world, you know? So I was like, wow, if we're a very small amount, these people have to be believing something else that's got to be believable, right? Man. So I did my research and I realized that as far as putting everything back to the scriptures go, the Adventist church is the most accurate directly with the Bible. And that's something, that's a huge thing that us Adventists are about, is that there's no contradictions between the Adventist doctrine and the Bible, which I think is huge. That should be the main thing in that.
And I think that's a topic for another time, because we did get a lot of questions regarding the Adventist church.
We did.
And how do we know that we are the right and the only denomination?
But it's not about the only right denomination. You know, like I said before, every denomination has its flaws. There's no perfect one, but yeah, that would be an episode we're going to try to tackle. Yeah, for another time. Yeah, and so just off that, there's just a lot of Adventists that I believe have the. It's just like young people. We almost get the mindset that it's either worship on Sabbath, worship the Sabbath perfectly, or go to hell. That's not what these older people, some of these older people are saying, but I feel like that's kind of the mentality we get from it. And it's just important to know that we are saved by grace, not by works. I mean, that's the whole gospel. But if we're being honest, I don't know if a lot of Adventists live like we're saved by grace. It seems like a lot of Adventists, young and old alike, are living like these rules are what they have to live by. And so the devil obviously wants us to attend church or Sabbath school or even do Bible studies if we're not letting God change our lives after those things. And James 1:22 is a perfect example of this. It says, "Do not merely be listeners to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." And this is a huge verse that heavily convicted me in my life, because I realized I can't just be doing these devotions every morning, these long devotions, and getting all this stuff in, but yet my life isn't looking any different when I act it out. And so I just think that is a huge thing that we've got to think about, is that we shouldn't always be trying to just get everything in from other people. Instead, we should be
into the Word of God.
Yes.
And really, yes, I do say this. Really find out for yourself, because if you do not have that individualism in your own beliefs, in your own core, like, understanding of the Bible and of God, a lot of what you hear will not be yours. And it's kind of a weird thing to say, but when you read the Bible and really delve into God's word for yourself, things, you kind of create your own beliefs and you create your own understanding of God through him, right? And I think that's important, having your own personal relationship with him and not just...
Yeah, because that's the thing with Ellen White too, because even Ellen White said... you don't need me at all. You don't need any of my teachings at all if you have the Bible. And so that's basically just saying that anything we hear, anything we listen to that we take in as true, we need to actually make sure that we're putting it back in Scripture and making sure it aligns with Scripture. Because everything we listen to, these are obviously any pastors we listen to, these are still humans, even though it could be inspired by God, these are still humans preaching it. You know, we need to make sure it still aligns with the Word of God.
Can't just be spoon-fed with everything that you hear. You have to really find out for yourself what is true, what God says is true.
Yeah, and so I think a big thing in growing your relationship with God when it's been forced on you is that you've just got to make sure that you're not taking everything in and not bringing it out. And so there was this book I read a little bit ago, and what they did is they had a Bible study, but instead of calling it a Bible study, they called it a Bible doing. And I was like, what does that even mean? But it just means that they were really, every time they did a Bible study and studied in the Word, they would emphasize what they were going to do and how, what they learned from the Bible, and they were going to emphasize how they were going to use that to apply it to their lives and help others out. So instead of just making sure they internalize everything they're studying, they actually made it a point to go out. That was their main point, to go out and use what they learned to help other people. And so I think that should be more of a focus in our relationship with God, instead of being like, how do I get better? How do I get closer with God? When we have a mindset of helping other people, that's what God wants, because God, the whole Great Commission was go out to the world and make disciples. When we are actively trying to bring others closer to Christ, we will naturally be brought closer to Christ, because God will see things that we're doing for others and use others. Like we mentioned in your previous episode, you said the biggest way God spoke to you was using other people. Yeah. So I feel like if we're really focusing on getting what we've learned out to others and being nice and kind to others, we will be blessed in return, and God will show us things to get closer to him in return.
Amen. And so with that, I know this episode was kind of a little shorter, but we didn't really want to like draw it out, and we just wanted to be blunt about
get the main point
about having that relationship with God. And so with that, I wanted to challenge you with something before we leave off. I challenge you to look into your own relationship with God, wherever you are in that walk, with God. I just want to simply ask you, I want you to ask yourself this. Has it been forced on you to have that personal relationship with God? And if so, how do I make it my own personal relationship? But also, how do I make it center around Christ and not myself?
Yes, that's a huge, and just the last point. I really do think this last point that you just made is the biggest point out of all of it. Because when religion or God is forced on us, we're naturally going to want to rebel and kind of want that freedom. And so we're just going to want our relationship with God to be kind of what we want, because religion's been forced on us, and that's obviously not what we want. We now want to make our relationship with God our own, which is fine, but we have to make sure that when we're starting a new relationship with Christ, it's actually all about Christ and not all about us. And when religion's been forced on us, that's dangerous, because we just want it to be our way. We want it to be our way. We've got to still humble ourselves and make room for Christ to really work. He's got to be the main focus. We can't be, our relationship with God can't be what we want, but we've got to let God in and make it what He wants.
Amen. So with that, thank you for watching and listening to us here at Young Adult Adventists, and we hope to see you in our next episode.
Yes, thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. We appreciate you.